Welcome back in. Hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions, right here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Konezovic. Ladarius Robinson here with you today as well on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Coming to you live from the Pancake Pantry, the brand new location downtown at 220 Malloy Street in downtown Nashville at the base of the Hyatt-centric downtown Nashville location. They're open for business coming up on Monday, December 13th at 6 a.m. And the Pancake Pantry has partnered with the Nashville Predators Foundation, empowered by Smile Direct Club. Donations are being taken today for the foundation, and special Nashville Predator pancakes will be available to purchase between January 1st and February 28th at both Nashville locations. And for each order sold, the Pancake Pantry will make a monetary donation to the Preds Foundation as well. So make sure you keep that in mind and come check out this new Pancake Pantry location downtown Nashville starting on Monday when they are open up for business at 6 a.m. Right now, talking Titans, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Titans running back Dontrell Hilliard will be joining us at 7:15 here in about 10 minutes or so, so looking forward to that conversation. Andrew on the text line says, dress Julio Jones, but don't start him, and you slowly put him in. So maybe easing Julio Jones in there, not necessarily playing him every down coming up on Sunday against the Jags. What do you think of that?
Just save him for the fourth quarter.
Maybe so.
Two-minute drill, down four. Just bust out the secret weapon, Julio Jones. Yeah, I mean, I would say whether he starts or not or whatever, I mean, if he's active, he'll play pretty early. You know, I mean, you're only going to dress so many of every position. So if you've got someone occupying a spot at a position, you got to be prepared for that person to play, you know, typically. And if he's active, then I would say go ahead and play him. You know, but will he be limited to something? Sure, it's not like he's going to take every offensive snap. You probably have certain things for him in place. But again, it's like who's carrying your passing game? Nick Westbrook-Ikhina is good.
I mean, yeah.
You know, like he's good. Chester Rogers is good. Those guys are fine. What else? Who else is making impact? Is Golden Tate making impact? You know, is Dez Fitzpatrick, how's he coming along? Racy McMath also, by the way, has been he's out there running around. I mean, I wouldn't expect him to, but I think Racy McMath, you know, would have been ahead of Dez Fitzpatrick a couple weeks ago when Fitzpatrick got that opportunity. So you need someone else. You need you know, tight end to emerge too, but I just don't know.
That's
going to change too much.
Yeah. Well, and let's be honest. Like, I agree. Nick Westbrook-Ikhina is a good player. Chester Rogers has been good in the role that they've asked him to play. Those two would be a whole lot better if there's a threat of Julio Jones on the field.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Just even the threat of him being out there.
Like, you don't, like, you know, and look, if the Titans' running game, and that's my big question from the Patriots game to this game and moving forward. And I've asked that question a lot of people this week. And, you know, the general answer is, yeah, there were some gains made. There were some things figured out. But if the running game is actually going to function the way it did against a very good New England defense, then that also helps the passing a lot. But at this point, what are you doing that, like, manipulates the defense at all? You know, and moves people around the field at all? I mean, you had that all galore with, you know, Henry and Brown and Jones on the field, but we just haven't seen much of that this year.
Well, to that point, here we are 2 days into the week, and Jeremy McNichols has been a full participant both days coming off the concussion. So, I mean, it looks like he's going to at least be able to go on Sunday. Now, the question is, if you're the Titans, you've got Foreman, you've got Hilliard, and you have McNichols as well. What do you do at running back coming up on Sunday?
That's a great question. I just feel like a healthy McNichols is the most trusted third down back. So I'm assuming he would resume that role. I mean, Hilliard can do that role, but I'm assuming that McNichols would resume that role. And then I guess it's a platoon, you know, Hilliard and Foreman are each going to get some series running the ball and see if one of them emerges. Again, the last game, they both emerged.
Yeah.
They both fumbled. You know, but they both had 100-yard games. So, I mean, we're going to have Dontrell Hilliard on in a few minutes, but it is amazing to me that you could have backs of what we've seen from them here just available to you.
Yeah.
But that's the Titans. I mean, to me, that this is a like a good job of identifying people who can come in and help you.
No, it is. And, you know, if you can solve the fumbling issue, I think you're really encouraged by what you saw running the ball in the last game. Now, I think we also know it's not going to be that way every week. I mean, that was pretty extreme what we saw from the Titans running the ball against the Patriots. But this is a Jacksonville defense where if your line is healthy, and it looks like it might actually be heading into this week, you should be able to run the ball in this game against Jacksonville. I know it's not Derrick Henry, and obviously he's such a big difference maker in what he does back there, but you should still be able to run the ball effectively in this game. Outside of the Patriots game, they really haven't since Derrick Henry's gone out. I think they should be able to this time around.
Well, I agree, and yeah, obviously Derrick Henry, no Derrick Henry, huge difference. But another difference between this game and that game, you know, back then, look, I was impressed with the Jags that day in their fight.
Yep.
They were at home. It was all the Urban Meyer stuff, but they responded, and they
rallied around their coach, what they did.
That's right.
Yeah.
They were grasping and groping for a win.
1-2-3 grind. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's earlier in the season where who knows, you know, you still have all these possibilities. Now you're 2-10. I mean, look, you're playing out the string. Now you're playing for jobs, and, you know, that's what one thing I love about the NFL. Like, the 1-15 team or whatever, 1-13 team, they're still going to, like, come out and give you a credible effort.
Yep.
In part because, like, it's hard to be in this league as a player, and you're always putting stuff on film. So there's that, but there's still a difference between that and, like, a team that's actually collectively playing for something. I just, you know, so a game like this, we saw it last year late in the season. And I know it was Derrick Henry, but I think the Titans are going to run for a pretty good number Sunday.
Speaking of running for a pretty good number, when we come back, we'll be joined by a Titans running back, Dontrell Hilliard, joining us on the show coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Make sure you tune in later this morning at 8:45 for your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click and win a pair of tickets to a future Preds home game brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions, right here. Remember, FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Michelle Knezovic, Ladarius Robinson here with you. We are live from the Pancake Pantry location in downtown Nashville. Expected to be joined shortly by Titans running back Dontrell Hilliard. So looking forward to that conversation as the Titans look ahead to the Jags coming up here in just a few minutes. And it'll be interesting to see what happens on that front. The Titans have played really well. They've owned the Jags as of late. Got to keep that going coming up on Sunday at home. Last time you're on that home field was not a good showing for the Titans. Want to come out with a better effort on Sunday against Jacksonville.
Yeah, imagine that as a back-to-back home performance deal, losing to those two teams back-to-back. I can't see it. By the way, I'm used to this song rolling. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Titans running back Dontrell Hilliard. Dontrell, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Good. How y'all doing?
We're good. We appreciate you taking time to join us today. So, Dontrell, what's these last couple of weeks been like for you, settling in here with the Titans and getting some carries and games and being a big part of this Titans offense? What's this this 2-3 week stretch been like for you?
It's been very exciting. Pretty okay.
Dontrell, you know, Mike Vrabel is not someone who, you know, he doesn't talk a lot about, you know, individual guys, good or bad, you know, and what's going on in the building. But here and there, he'll kind of, you know, give a glimpse, you know, and I think a lot of times, especially if someone behind the scenes is impressing, he's done that, like with Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, for example, a guy who undrafted and has obviously carved out a role here. And he talked about you pretty quickly after you arrived to the building, and I know you've been some different spots. You started undrafted free agent with the Browns in 2018 out of Tulane. You were with the Texans And then the Titans signed you to the practice squad in October. Over that time, what did you pick up in terms of, you know, like how you try to stick with the team, and what do you think you did here in particular that has given you this opportunity?
I say overall, over the whole time span, biggest thing for me was like details, just honing on details, especially coming in as undrafted. Your chances are kind of slim. You got to put in that work, put your head down, continue to work. And I took that same mentality when I came here. Focused on the details, make sure I got into my book, and every day I came to work.
Dontrell, what stands out to you about this Jacksonville defense that you're going to be taking on coming up on Sunday?
They're a fast unit. They can get off the ball. Just got to play our part and do what we got to do. And I think everything will come out right for us.
Talking to Titans running back Dontrell Hilliard. Obviously, last time out, you and Deontay both had big games, both had big runs, both had 100-yard games, also both had a fumble. But in terms of the running success in that game, 270 yards as a team against a really good defense, why were you guys so successful in that game, and what from that do you think can be carried forward?
Just the trust in each other, just knowing that we go out there and do our job. Definitely got to go out there and protect the ball a lot more. And just the O-linemen come around just doing their job and just trusting us to get behind them and make plays.
Titans running back Dontrell Hilliard on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Dontrell, what's it been like playing for this team that's in the race now? I mean, you're in the race for the AFC South, obviously. The one seed in the AFC still on the table. How much fun is it to be playing football this time of year with how much you guys have at stake?
It's fun. It's exciting, man. You know, you got the whole thing is out there in front of you. Your whole future is there. You just got to go out and execute and just go out and handle our business and do what we need to do. It's very exciting. I'm just playing for something.
Dontrell, I know that, you even just in your short time here, you know, you've done like the third down thing, obviously as a returner, that's sort of been your ticket to the NFL. Then of course, as we mentioned last game, you get more carries. Do you have any feel for like your role Sunday with like McNichols coming back, you and Deontay? I mean, is there any sort of game plan discussion about that, or is it just sort of like, when you get called on the field, you get called on the field?
I look at it now just like whatever the coaches and the teammate need, I'm willing to do. If I told that to one of the coaches, like whatever I can do to get on the field, whatever I can do to help the team, I'm willing to do it. There's no particular role that I'm searching for. I'm trying to gain out of it. It's just whatever helps us win.
Dontrell, what can you say about your offensive line in the run blocking game? Obviously, you know, Joe mentioned 270 yards on the ground against the Patriots. How nice is it to have an offensive line that has been so experienced and so good at run blocking like your guys have been?
It's been amazing. Like, the unit that's up front, man, they really get after it. And they bring that certain mentality to come down. And, like, when it's time to get to it, we can definitely get to it.
Dontrell, in terms of, you know, around the building, obviously this team has been very banged up. I'm sure you know, it's like this team has already set the record for players used. Another 86, I think, at this point. I think it's 24 players have had scrimmage touches. The NFL record there is like 26. So, I mean, it's been an incredible year for injuries for this team, and yet obviously you're talking about an 8-4 team, number two seed in the AFC. How have you viewed that? How have people handled it? And how much benefit do you think, the off week did you guys?
Off week definitely did us some justice. But it just shows the mentality that we have around here. It's a winning mentality, next man up kind of thing. And we all have the expectation to go out there and do our job. And at the end of the day, that's really all that matters. It doesn't matter who's on the field. Just the expectations of doing your job while you're on the field. And knowing what to do.
Titans running back Dontrell Hilliard has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Dontrell, we appreciate so much you taking time to join us this morning, and good luck coming up on Sunday against the Jags.
Gotcha. Perfect. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Titans running back Dontrell Hilliard, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. That's certainly going to be an interesting part of this game coming up on Sunday, is How do you divide the touches? Who's in there? And, gosh, if you know, if Foreman and Hilliard run anywhere close to the way they ran against the Patriots and hold on to the ball, you feel good about that coming up on Sunday if you're the Titans, for sure.
Yeah, transitive property doesn't work, but, you know, sometimes, you know, execution and talent can be consistent,
sure,
from week to week. I mean, if you do what they did against that team, which right now is the number one seed in the AFC on the road, and to me, look, those guys ran really well. I mean, there was some running through contact. I mean, you know, a lot of yards after contact, but there were some lanes, man. There were some lanes created, and I think especially the Titans running left. No surprise, if you get Lawan healthy and going, the way he can get out to people in the second level, and, you know, Roger Saffold is an elite run blocker in this league and has been for many years. I just, like, to me, that's a really encouraging sign about what could be ahead, and it's so important that the Titans have an effective running game, which, of course, they didn't have for the first couple weeks after Derrick Henry got hurt.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Jim texting in, would you treat this game like a preseason game for Julio and anyone else that they need to work back in slowly? I would not. I mean, the problem is you've got
– just play like the first series?
Well, I mean, the problem with that is, like, you've got 48 guys who are going to be out there active. I mean, you just – you can't do that right in the regular season. Like, if you're active, you need to be able to get out there and play. You know what I mean? Like, in a perfect world, yeah, that'd be great. Like, if you could have, you know, Harold Landry active, DeNico Autry active, and if you need a big snap for, like, Autry, just, like, send him out there for a play, but can't do that today's NFL.
Yeah, if you add it up on the position, I mean, think about, like, last year, it was all like, man, they only have three outside linebackers again, huh? And there's weeks, there were weeks like Rashawn Evans got to go out there to the outside. Or, you know, this year you see that you've had weeks, luckily for them, DeNico Autry's on the team. So they've had weeks where they're like, oh, DeNico, you got to go outside. Before they had Roberson back and things like that. Danny gets hurt. But you've got to make tough choices with 48 guys active. So you just, yeah, you can't really do that. I mean, some players are active because only of special teams, but that's still very important. I mean, it's a huge part of the game. That's one thing I can guarantee you, is that Julio Jones will not take any special team snaps Sunday.
Yes.
That I can promise you.
I think you're probably right about that. We're taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube today and every day. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Thanks to Titans running back Dontrell Hilliard for joining us in the last segment. Taking your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. So I came across this stat yesterday from Ben Baldwin, who works for The Athletic. It was on Twitter. And, look, we hear all the time about the Titans running the ball on early downs and how predictable they are. And I have wondered this year, like, is there somebody who keeps track of that? Like, is there a stat that keeps track of that? And there was a graph that got released yesterday of how often each team passes on early downs compared to expected given game state. The Bucs and the Chiefs are throwing the ball over the yard on early down rates. The Titans, the fewest in the league of the early down passes, and it's really not even close. It's the Titans, the Niners, and the Eagles are the teams that run the ball the most on the early downs. We knew it was a lot. Titans the most in the league, though. Are you surprised by that?
No, not terribly surprised. I mean, I'm actually surprised to hear Eagles. I can't say I've watched them a ton this year. Not surprised the Niners would be in there, too.
No.
And I do think, like, to me, the predictability with that was worse earlier in the season. And it seems like it's been a little bit different here since Henry went down. though I don't have the numbers to back that up. But, yeah, it's not all that surprising. I mean, obviously, that's what this team's identity is. I do love the play-action pass on first down or just you know, zagging when you think you're going to zig and throw on first down. But, you know, the Titans have their druthers. They'll just run on first down, and then it'll be second and three, and then they'll have another first down, and then they'll be second and five, and then they'll run, you know.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
That is the idea, and, you know, when you have Derrick Henry, it's probably not such a bad idea. You know, the Todd Downing, you don't want to jerk the wheel too much comments that he made when Derrick Henry was out of the lineup. I understand that, and I think maybe in this game that's particularly true. You want to try to run the ball if you can. But if you get into a situation like it's been the majority of the time with Derrick Henry out, and that's where the running game's not been all that effective as you go down the stretch here, how much, if you're Todd Downing and the Titans offensive staff, do you maybe have to think about jerking the wheel a little bit and changing the way that you operate the offense? Not the playbook, not anything like that, but just the way you call your games. How much does that have to be on the table in your mind as the Titans go down the stretch?
Like you're saying, like on just on first down?
No, just in general. Like if, let's say, you know, you ran the ball really well against the Patriots, but the larger sample size since Derrick Henry has been out has been you not being able to run the ball all that well. Like, do you just continue to stick with that and force that if you're Todd Downing in the Titans? Or at some point, if that doesn't work, do you have to change things up?
Well, if it doesn't work this week, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So, I mean, after the way they ran it last game, to me, that means you figured some things out. So you do not want Ryan Tannehill throwing 40 passes. I mean, if you want to talk about people asking, like, how do you cut down interceptions? Don't throw it 40 times in a game would be one thing.
Yep.
Actually have a defense off balance and be able to run the ball and have third and three instead of third and eight. I mean, that all goes into that. So, I like, to me, they need to lean in on the run game right now and hope that they can carry it over. Because, you know, we were just talking earlier in the show. Who's he throwing to? Who scares defenses? I like unpredictability for sure, but you've got to be able to run the ball, especially this week.
Switching gears, we'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe, I thought this might be the case, and it was made official yesterday. The NCAA is blowing the whistle on the fake slide that Kenny Pickett started. We've talked a lot about the fake slide, lots of strong opinions one way or the other about that on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and the fake slide will be no more in the NCAA. The NCAA announcing that the fake slide will now be illegal. If you go by the letter of the law, like it really should have been anyway, based on the way you're supposed to call that with the officials, but now the NCAA cracking down on that. So congrats to Kenny Pickett for changing the game.
Okay, well, if you can do this, then let's immediately put the rule in that when someone in college basketball elevates for a shot, and if you slide underneath them to take a charge, you are guilty of a foul.
I agree.
Can we have that? Can we have that rule? I mean, if Kenny Pickett can get us to, you know, can we get this change all of a sudden, then let's change some other things. I figured that was going to be a one-time-only deal. But honestly, is this even necessary?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I guess it's good. Like, it's stated clearly now. But, I mean, honestly, if you're an official and officiating a football game in the future, one of these bowl games, and a quarterback tries that, if you don't blow your whistle immediately, I mean, come on. I mean, the officials just, you know, they should have blown their whistle then, to me.
You don't think
I'm glad they didn't, because it was a cool play to watch.
It was.
But that can't. I mean, that is a one-time-only deal.
You don't think college quarterbacks have been just, like, wandering around all week practicing? Like, Hendon Hooker's in Knoxville right now practicing his fake slide, and now his dreams have just been taken away.
Yeah, well, even if you practice that move, you're likely to blow a ligament. So, I hope not. I mean, that seriously, you watch that in slow-mo, it's like, I would not advise a ton of that. That's why it worked. You know, it was perfectly executed, but... Yep, the one-time fake slide. Got Kenny Pickett to New York. By the way, on the subject of New York and Heisman, Kenneth Walker III won the Walter Camp Award. That is the best player in college football.
Correct.
The Walter Camp winner has never, ever not been a finalist in New York. So good job, Heisman voters. Awesome work.
So do we think that's just like a makeup call for not being a Heisman finalist? Or
no, those votes are those,
they're in before?
Yeah.
So he wins player of the year and can't get a trip to New York. It's a tough one.
Heisman voters. Stupid.
Those are your people.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go back
to disown myself.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We're going to start to get a lot of this one on the text line, so you need to prepare yourself for it.
Okay.
Matthew from Paris texting in. Saw yesterday on Bleacher Report that they're reporting Derrick Henry could be back sooner rather than later. I know Derrick Henry can be talked about too much, but just wanted to get your opinion on Bleacher Report putting that out there. Big fan of the show. Thank you, Matthew. We appreciate that. We are reaching the point where a lot of things that we're going to talk about with the Titans is, all right, what's going on with Derrick Henry? As you said, the six-week mark, I believe Tuesday is the six-week mark, and that's when, you know, that magic date was in terms of taking a look at his foot and seeing what's healed and what's not and what that looks like. What do you think of that, that Derrick Henry could be back sooner rather than later?
Yes. I actually wrote about this today in The Athletic at theathletic.com.
There you go.
And, you know, Diana Russini said on another show, kind of reiterated what she said on Get Up November 18th, which is like the optimism about Derrick Henry, you know, being able to return, you know, like early on the early side of the timetable, whatever. So I did some checking on that and basically came back with, you know, like everything looks good. I think if there's one thing that I've come away with here, and this totally debunks Schefter, you know, Schefter, is he still saying he's out for the year while Diana Russini, his coworker, says he's on the early, while Ian Rappaport says, well, Derrick Henry will be back next week, you know, I don't know. But the only way that that was reportable or possibly true is if Derrick Henry is like, I'm just not messing with this.
Yeah.
Which, you know what, if someone in his position made that decision, I would not begrudge them at all. But the one thing I've taken from this and took from yesterday reaching out to people is that's absolutely not the case. He's full go, full bore, working his butt off to try to be ready, wants to be out there.
Is that surprising to anyone?
Not at all. Shouldn't be. But, I mean, that again, that's the only way you could possibly say, yeah, he's not lost for the season, because it would be his call. Now, I will also say that, like, this – what I got back is it's good, but again, we've talked about this before. The bone being healed is one thing. And at the 6 week mark, which is Tuesday, by general timetables, that's when you go to the next phase of, okay, how you feeling? How's the cutting? How's your confidence? How's your functionality? You're a 6'3", 250-pound man, and you have to make hard cuts on that tiny little bone. How's that going for you? You know, they're not there yet. So, to talk about timeline right now is still premature. People are going to do it. They're going to keep doing it. I get it. You know, we'll see. The 10-week mark of the injury is the finale.
Yep.
If the Titans are, you know, playing like for the one seed or playing for the AFC South in Houston on that day, could Derrick Henry, 22, be suited up on that day? I mean, I wouldn't rule it out as a possibility, but I would tend to believe that as long as you're not, maybe if you're going for the division and it's like, okay, he's been fine for 2 weeks, do it.
Yeah.
But other than that, to me, it's like go as far as you can go.
I agree. I will say, like, if there's a chance that he can go and he can help you, and that last game is for the one seed, maybe you think about it. Although, it is the Texans, and maybe you just take your chance and say, boy, that extra week off for the
week off.
It is 2 weeks. You're right, yeah.
So that's the thing. I would say more if it's for the division. Like, if it's like, okay, you're not in the playoffs. If you're like, yeah, it's desperation. It's either, like, not playoffs or hosting playoff game,
right.
You know, if it got to that. But if it's for the one, isn't the benefit of the one that, like, everybody, but especially him, can – now it would be – 12 weeks from the injury.
Yeah.
Again, I talked to Dr. Kenneth Jung a few weeks ago, and, you know, he's like, look, I mean, ideally, you have a whole offseason.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, and there's a re-injure risk with this. This injury is a re-injury risk. But at the same time, you know, yeah, at 6 weeks, at 8 weeks, you could, in theory, be ready to go.
It is time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. We need your thoughts on our text line, your submissions on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5, The Game.
sports weekend has arrived. You know what that means.
Shoot your shot.
It's time for Call Your Shot Friday with Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and The Game Nashville app.
And it is that time of the week, time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. We need your bold predictions in the world of sports on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe Rex Road, how did we do last week in Call Your Shot Friday?
This was well-timed because we were having a very quiet, intense political conversation here. Right after Billy Joel playing Piano Man earlier, I mean, This is a wide. I feel like we have to be a little more quiet now.
We don't have to do anything.
Or should I start yelling again? Okay. Last week, I had Baylor will beat Oklahoma State. No mullet in the college football playoff. Ding, ding, ding. I had the Texans will beat the Colts. No. I had Hendon Hooker will return to Tennessee for the 22 season. We'll see on that. Wait a minute. Did I actually say Anthony Firkser will not score a touchdown? I was right.
Is that a called shot?
It was a called shot. He didn't score a touchdown. Look at Michelle. Lions will win. Will win a game.
Hey.
I mean, she was. I mean, they won that game.
That game.
They won that game. Nice work, Matt Duchene. Hat trick tomorrow night didn't happen. Cincinnati won by 3 points. They won by much more than that. And okay, sometimes my notes are not good. I wrote down Brian Kelly presser stay Southern. What the heck does that mean?
He's going to keep going.
Yes, bring back the accent.
He's not moving away from it.
Okay.
He's digging down into it.
So in other words, from now on, I'll say Coach Kelly here.
That's right.
That will be Brian Kelly. Okay, Robbie, you had Jaguars would take down the L.A. Rams.
That did not happen.
So you and I had some really nice upset picks there. Tolvanen will score a goal tomorrow, so that was Friday. And
He did. That was the beginning of the goal streak.
And Brian Kelly will star in Forrest Gump 2 and become an investor in Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. We don't know that that's not going to happen. That's a long-term pick.
Still on the table. With that in mind, let's get started on this week's edition of Call Your Shot Friday. Michelle Knezovic, go ahead and kick us off.
Okay, I've got a bunch of Tennessee Titans predictions.
All right.
Ryan Tannehill will throw zero interceptions.
Wow. There we go.
That's a shot at this point.
That qualifies.
Kevin Byard will have 2 pick-sixes.
Jeez. 2 pick-sixes.
2 pick-sixes.
That's a shot, too.
Anthony Firkser will have 2 touchdowns.
Whoa.
How many points are the Titans going to score in this game?
Seriously. Just Firkser and Byard alone put you at 28.
Just take the over, okay? And finally, Oscar Tshiebwe will have a triple-double for Kentucky. They play Notre Dame at 4:15 on Saturday.
There you go. Triple-double.
What's the third stat going to be? Like you got blocks? He's not going to get 10 assists.
Yeah, we're going to do blocks. We'll do blocks, rebounds.
I mean, triple-double's a triple-double.
That's a block party right there. 10 blocks.
Hey, maybe he'll have 10 assists.
Michelle's going out there this week with her call
shots.
We're
going wild with these.
Those might be the spiciest shots that she's called.
Oh, also last one. Titans will make it to the Super Bowl. Derrick Henry will be back, and they'll win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Okay. Mic drop.
Jeez. Okay. Okay, Derrick Henry.
I'm going to have to go check and see if the studio's on fire after those call shots. It's good stuff.
We need to get you over here singing Piano Man, swaying back and forth in the pancake pantry.
Joe Rexroad, your called shots of the week.
Okay, I've got Anthony Firkser will score 1 touchdown.
Okay.
One touchdown. This is a big heated debate. He'll end up with 3 catches for 17 yards and nothing close to a touchdown, but you and I are, we got competing called shots. Jeremy McNichols will score a touchdown.
Wow, okay. I like that.
And by the way, he had a big TD. That was against the Saints, right? Last time he played, or was it?
I think it was.
Yeah, I think that's right. Klay Thompson will be back for the pending NBA champion Golden State Warriors on Christmas Day.
Okay.
And we'll score 20 that day. So I'm already getting excited for Klay to come back. So I'm going to put
NBA Christmas game. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going NBA Christmas game on you. So that's what I've got.
Okay. Very nicely done. I will say the Nashville Predators sweep the weekend. So they have already won 2 games to begin this road trip. They play again tonight against the Devils. They will sweep the weekend against the Devils, then coming up on Sunday against the Rangers as well. So the Preds sweep the weekend. The Green Bay Packers win by 21-plus against the Chicago Bears on Sunday Night Football coming up on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers throws for 4 touchdowns in that game. Devontae Adams, a buck 50. 150 receiving for Devontae Adams.
I like that, Robbie.
And finally, Dontrell Hilliard runs for 120-plus yards and 2 touchdowns against the Jacksonville Jaguars. 120-plus and 2 touchdowns against the Jags. Anthony Ferguson was not scoring.
So this is would that be sort of like the opposite of the, you know, it's not a Robbie and Rex Road curse. It's like a Robbie and Rex Road, like,
you just get boosted into play. You come on this show.
Has anyone come on the show and then had a big game the next week?
Yeah, I mean, Nick Westbrook-Ikhina. He's on the show. He always has a big game.
Actually, did he come on right before the game at Indy?
I think so.
Well, there you go. He had his first career TD.
There you go.
Uh-huh. All right, then.
You've unlocked the secret.
Congratulations, and you're welcome, Dontrell, for coming on the show, because apparently that means big things for you.
Apparently it does.
I want to do a shot, too. Okay, I like the contested shot. The Preds will lose both games this weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just to be negative.
Just to be different? All right, cool.
Exactly.
Do that.
Calling shots here.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Nate texting in. Called shot. Tolvanen gets 2 goals and an assist tonight against New Jersey. 2 goals and an assist coming up tonight for Ellie Tolvanen against New Jersey.
Okay. Will they both be tippins?
That's the question. The goals are a given at this point. Will he shoot one in, or will he continue to redirect them? I think he'll take them either way at this point. Logan texting in, Nashville sweeps in New York, and Ben Harper doesn't play. I think that last one may not be much of a call. Nashville sweeps in New York, and Ben Harper does not play. The Ben Harper on the text line stuff continues to boggle my mind. It's good stuff. Alan from Nashville texting in. I called a win against Montreal and then a sweep of a 4-game road trip last week on Call Your Shot Friday. 3 down, 2 to go. Alan is right. I remember this.
Wow.
So Alan called the win against Montreal and the sweep on the road trip. So 3 down, 2 to go. From Alan from Nashville. That's actually, if this happens, that'd be a pretty impressive.
That's, yeah, Alan should get some kind of a prize for this, if he's right.
Yes. Josh from Florida texting in, Julio will score a touchdown before the season is over, and Tate will play by next week. So before the season's over, Julio Jones will find his way into the end zone, and Golden Tate is playing by next week.
Those are very cautious. I don't know if I'm calling either of those a shot, but okay.
Well, I mean, technically Julio Jones should have a touchdown now. They just got one robbed from him. Back in Seattle.
Yes. Yeah, he has got a touchdown pass. Actually, one of the catches of the year.
Jonathan texting in says, Michelle is living La Vida Loca with some of her shots today. This is coming from Jonathan on the text line.
John,
this
I like that one.
It was the spiciest Call Your Shot Friday in history from Michelle Knezovic today. I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah, but if I somehow get one right, it's like, whoa, you know? So why not risk it to get the biscuit?
That's right. And, you know, after the show, you should come over. It'll probably be about Macarena time here, about 10:15. So.
Oh, I have one more shot.
Bust down here.
Oh, you just were adding another
one. I have
one
more shot. Joe Rexroad wins the pancake eating contest.
Wow. That's a lot of faith in me / making fun of me. I think you're going to be wrong, but I will give it my best.
I got a text that says the Titans will return a blocked field goal for a touchdown. So Titans block a field goal. Pick that sucker up and run it in for a touchdown. I like that. That's a good called shot.
Okay. Yep, that's a good one.
Kyle, resident Jaguars fan, texting in saying, my called shot is that the Jags win and Trevor Lawrence has his best game of the season. And then in all capital letters, Duval.
Nice. Where's Todd from Jacksonville? Does he want Minshew back?
I mean, Minshew.
Todd from Jacksonville last year was like, nah, Trevor Lawrence.
Who needs Trevor Lawrence? Trevor, Gardner Minshew. But
well,
hey.
I saw a tweet this week comparing, like, first, you know, Minshew's first 10 games or whatever and Trevor's first. So, hey, maybe Jags Nation want Duval. Come back, Gardner. Minshew, Magic, and Duval.
Got a texture that says the Julio Jones called shot is a called shot because Julio is trash.
This is texture. Oh, man.
So good thing you didn't go dog water or cheese.
Right. But trash, you didn't go trash. is the mild part of the scale.
This has been Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rexwell. We'll continue to take your submissions on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.